Welcome to Homeschool Companion, your source for information, motivation, and inspiration. If you're part of the homeschool community or simply interested in learning more about home-based education, stay tuned. Together, we'll examine the latest resources, learning styles, and teaching techniques. We'll speak with experts in the field to help you uncover every homeschool advantage. We'll also present suggestions on how to keep Christ in the curriculum as we explore fresh ways to teach and learn. Here's your Homeschool Companion host, author, educator, and children's ministry specialist, Dr. Rose Gamblin.
Welcome, welcome. I'm so glad you're here with us. We're going to start with a devotion called Saved by an Orange. And our text is Psalms 71:2. Deliver me in thy righteousness and cause me to escape. A story is told of a man in Africa who left his house one day with an orange in one pocket. Later, as he was walking through the bush, that's what they call jungle in Africa, a black mamba attacked swiftly, injected its poison, and quickly left the scene. The man, shocked beyond words by the experience, watched the snake disappear, realizing that he would be dead within 5 minutes. But feeling nothing, he suddenly realized that the snake had struck and planted its entire injection of poison into the orange in his pocket. You can perhaps imagine the overwhelming sense of relief and thanksgiving that the man experienced. There are many occasions in David's experience during which he needed to cry to God for a way of escape. For many years, from the time King Saul tried to take his life until Saul's death, David needed constant deliverance. Again, he was in danger from the plottings of his son, Absalom, and on other occasions. The day is swiftly coming when God's church will need to urgently call upon him for escape, and he will hear them. Man, that brought back memories for my own experiences with black mamba snakes. I'll have to tell them to you sometime. Let's go before the throne of God and just pour our hearts out to him. Dear Lord, we thank you for the opportunity to talk to you through the airwaves. We ask that our homes be blessed that are listening, or maybe you're driving. I pray for peace that passes understanding. I pray for a family in need. I pray for a loved one that is sick. I pray for a child that has strayed away from you, Lord. Thank you for being our God and our Savior. All this I pray in thy holy name. Amen. Ta-da! Arts and crafts or experiential learning, whatever you would like to call it. So my Pinterest site and the call letters are MRGamblin2. I've put a video about the black mamba. I've put a video on how to draw a black mamba. And then I put that famous little paper plate craft, and it's an example of a green mamba, but you can make it black just as easily. They're both shaped very similar. So whatever you do, have fun learning. Curriculum Corner. I just like using Think Well Homeschool for my higher maths, for geometry, Algebra 1, pre-algebra. I think that the learning videos are they're short, but so succinct, and Professor Thurber just explains it so well. Yes, it costs, and I don't know exactly how much per course, but for math and helping your students achieve their mathematical goals in up through high school, that is a great curriculum product for homeschoolers. Think Well Homeschool. Questions parents ask. I love this section of the show. This is coming from Maria, and she wants to know when she should get baptized. You see, her and her fiance have not been married. They have a 6-year-old and a 3-year-old, and they're thinking of waiting until they can all get baptized at the same time. But I'm here to tell you that by you going ahead and getting baptized, that's such a great example for your kids. Another worry that you had was, should we get married first? Well, you know, we all have certain habits and things in our lives or situations that we want to have just perfect for the Lord before we publicly show our marriage to Him, which is what baptism is. And so if you feel like the Holy Spirit is prompting you and your husband to get married and then get baptized, that's what you should do. But if you feel like you should get baptized and then get married, that's what you should do. So it's however the Holy Spirit is prompting you. This question is from Shauna. She says, I desperately need help with discipline. I have a 7-year-old boy, 5-year-old boy, 3-year-old girl, almost 2-year-old boy, and I'm due in August. Husband is gone on a golfing trip, and I just feel so bad. I've been screaming at the top of my lungs. Well, I'm here to tell you that when you scream at the top of your lungs, you're giving the children control. So you've got to get that under control. It's not worth screaming. And it's better if you think up some kind of system. So sit down and pray about how you can make a positive reinforcement system. When we're learning to be teachers, we have to come up with one. The one I came up with during my teaching year was a token economy. That was many years ago. Since then, lots of teachers do some kind of token economy. And I still do it. With even my high school kids, they get math money for bringing their stuff and doing what they're supposed to do. And really, they don't like it when they get their name down. That's just a warning. And so even if you did something simple, it sounds like your husband has a better handle on the kids. Even if you did something where he would look over the monitors tablet or whatever you would like to call that monitoring system, policeman for a day, coach for a day, whoever's going to help you among the students. Your 7-year-old can start, but the others can take turns as well. And you start, develop a system where you have the children are responsible for certain things. If they don't do it, then they get their name put down. And that takes all the stress out of it. Doesn't mean that they might obey right away, but you have done something very quietly. You've put their name down, and then every time you have to talk to them, you might have to put a check by their name so that you can have a discussion about their behavior. Well, guys, you can take my advice for whatever it's worth. I hope you'll stay tuned for our interview with Jill Zintek and Vicki DeMaio. It's called The Art of Our Healing, and these ladies both lost their husbands, and God took that crucible of suffering, turned it into such a beautiful thing. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Wes Doffenbaugh, author of 21 Ways to Forgive. Forgiveness by itself is like plain spaghetti without sauce, meatballs, or Parmesan cheese. So add a prayer, a blessing, and a good deed to create a feast of forgiveness. For months, God brought a man to my mind who had been a factor in a massive church split. I had moved on from pastoring to being a traveling teacher, but every day I prayed for him, blessed him, and forgave him. One day I asked God, "What more do you want me to do?" God spoke, "Do good to him." I helped him get a $6,000 grant for his summer ministry, and shortly thereafter he hosted a farewell party for me and invited all the people who had left the church in anger. Most showed up, testified what a great pastor I had been, and showered my family and me with love. It was a miracle of reconciliation, a feast of forgiveness. Jesus gave these 4 steps in Luke 6:27. Contact me at encouragementexpert.com. Email me at encouragementexpert@gmail.com. God bless you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Rose Gamblin, and I come to you each week through the programs of Homeschool Companion. And I'm so blessed to be part of MRG Media Radio Ministry, and I'm giving you the opportunity to be part of it too. We can't stay on the air without your financial support, so take a moment right now during our fundraiser to call you with a gift of any size. As a token of my appreciation for your gift, I have a gift for you, so be sure you call And my gifts consist of some books that I've written that I've autographed for you. So be sure and call us, 301-824-3162. That's 301-824-3162. Or write to MRG Media at P.O. Box 413, Smithsburg, Maryland, 21783. That's P.O. Box 413, Smithsburg, Maryland, 21783. Welcome, welcome. I'm here with Vicki DeMeo and Jill Zintek. And we are talking about The Art of Our Healing, the book. And Vicki is a licensed pastoral counselor who helps clients in Franklin, Tennessee. She and her husband, Mark, operate the counseling service Waymakers Ministries. Those of you who like the song Waymaker, that's going to resonate with you. Vicki teaches a Bible study class for women and is passionate about helping others find their God-given purpose. Having lived in Zurich, Switzerland, and graduated high school from Hong Kong International School, she earned a degree in special education from Western Michigan University and a master's in learning disabilities. She was awarded Teacher of the Year early in her career and eventually became State Director of Charter Schools in Tallahassee, Florida. And now she's done this book. And then Jill Zintek was born in Hamilton, Ohio. At the time, her parents, Jack and Mary Abrams, born and raised in the hills of Kentucky, were making their way to greener pastures, to the Hoosier State, Indiana, where Jill and her brother, Chad, would spend their formative years. Jill graduated from Union County High School in Liberty, Indiana, where she excelled in sports and art. She attended Indiana University East College in Richmond, where she studied the fundamentals of art, writing, and business. So that's how we have a left and right brained person, people here connected on this project, right?
And it's the Hoosier State.
Hoosier. Oh, yes.
Those Indiana, you know, with the basketball, they're really going to want me to make that right.
Better pronounce that correct. So I'm holding in front of me The Art of Our Healing, and I'll just let you help me fill in the blanks here. How did you become friends?
Vicki, I'll let you take that one.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for having us, Rose. We're just so appreciative to be able to talk about this. It's an interesting story. We both are Christians, and we both go to the same church, Grace Church Nashville, and it's actually in Franklin, Tennessee, where we both reside, and we both attend a life group, and one day I attended the life group, and Jill happened to come in and sit down right next to me, and we did not know each other from Adam. And she introduced herself as a widow, and I thought that was really interesting. Most people don't really say, I'm so-and-so, and I'm a widow. So with that, I said, well, I've been a widow myself. And I had asked her, I said, well, I'm really sorry. How long, you know, has it been since you lost your husband? And that got us to talking about some things that we had both shared in common. And so after a time of just, you know, talking a few minutes, we exchanged numbers, and she ended up coming over to my house, and I told her my story about my losses. And so with that, she looked at me and she said, have you ever thought about writing a book? And I said, no, no, I'm not a writer. I do art. And that was another thing that we had in common as well. And so then we started to really pray about what God would have us, you know, talk about and speak about and possibly do.
Well, and then let me tell you what happened. We went back to the life group, right? And Vicki just goes behind me. She says, why don't you have the life group pray about our book? Well, I did. And as we went out that night, I thought, dear, we've got to write a book. I mean, and so that really, honestly, is that not how
it's
it
true.
Happened?
That's so, true. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. So it was
wonderful.
Fun.
Wonderful. And I'm looking at the book now, The Art of Our Healing, and it starts out with a tree with no leaves on it. And I suppose that's a metaphor. It's a metaphor for how you feel when you lose somebody.
Yeah. That's how I felt. And it was kind of like with our art. Vicki and I would pick art for each chapter that we're going to write about. And this particular piece of art that's on the front, my husband Ted and I'm a photographer as well as I paint with acrylics. We had gone on a photo shoot for a a family that had a 600-acre farm, and they wanted me to do some work and bring that into their home. And I was telling Vicki that this particular tree always spoke to me in a way that when I would go out to art shows and stuff, people would look at that, and they would just be mesmerized with it. And she and I both agreed that that probably was the right one for the front of the book. Right, Vicki?
Yes, absolutely.
And if you flip it, which is so cool, we go to this beautiful cross that Vicki has painted. So we say we go from a barren tree to the cross. And that's how Jesus took us on this journey.
Amen. Right. You know, I think as people live life, you learn and you make meaning of life through analogy. So you're looking at the tree and then it's pretty barren. And then you look at the cross, it's an empty cross, which has a lot of significance for us, doesn't it?
Mm. Absolutely.
Very much so. Yes. And so anyway, when Jill came over another time, she had said to me, I really think I have the title of the book. And I said, what's that? And she said, The Art of Our Healing. And that so resonated with me. And I said, let's do it. So that's how we started out working on this project. And we were excited that we were both artists and that we had that in common. And we just wanted to really let people know that there's hope in Jesus, that he's the only one that can heal a broken heart. I had lost a husband to suicide and a son, and it hasn't been that long ago. And I had also been through a divorce as well. So there was a lot of pain and a lot of heartache in my past. And my recent past as well. But through knowing Jesus as my Savior, as my personal Savior, and knowing him as my best friend, he was able to really help me, you know, navigate through the grief and become whole again. And I'm recently remarried, 4 years it's been. And when, you know, Jill and I talked about our stories, we said, you know, this is what the world needs. We need to give people hope, and it's only through Christ.
Amen. And now, your experience, you know, she's made this rebound, but was your rebound similar or different?
Yeah. Well, I'd been married for 26 and a half years. Ted and I just had a wonderful life. We just had it all, and it was one of those things. It was a lengthy sickness with colon cancer, and but you know what? The morning after he had passed, Jesus was just holding me so tight, like I was in a barrel. And all I could be was thankful that I had known such a man. And I tell this to people, if I did not know I would see that man again, I would have been inconsolable. You could not have consoled me. But I understand that that we're here just for a brief period of time. And as challenging as it has been to be a widow, because when you are one with somebody in the Lord, when that happens, you are sawed in two. And I don't care how strong of a woman or a man that you are, it really, it's devastating to you. So God, I think there's took me on this trilogy of poems, and I had never written poems either.
Yeah, I'm saying there's poems in this book in addition to artwork.
It's kind of like a trilogy. The first one is Snowflakes, because, and I remember I was sitting in bed and it was snowing. And as my tears were falling, so was the snow falling. And it was a life I really didn't know anything of. Well, then later on, those clothes that were hanging in the closet that were so comforting to me, no longer were they comforting, Vicki. I'm like,
that's right.
Because you've got to, so it was letting go.
Yes.
And then at the end of the last poem I wrote, it was, it's basically a heart content with its fate, because the joy of the Lord, he has taken me on that journey of healing. He healed my broken heart. I still miss Ted, you know, obviously, but the love never goes. But you have to move forward, because I'm still here and God still has a race for me to run. So God healed my broken heart, and he's healed Vicki's.
Yes, and it's so amazing what God can do, even in those broken places. You know, he says a good man's steps are ordered by the Lord, and that was, you know, that was a scripture that constantly resonated with me, with connecting with Jill, because here we didn't know each other from, like I said, from Adam, and we've written a book together, and we give all the glory to the Lord, because we don't write, and we know that the Holy Spirit inspired us to do that. And then, of course, to just, you know, include our artwork as well. And I often think that this world is, you know, we don't have a lot of hope, and the one that can give us, you know, the hope is Jesus. And purposely put the salvation, the prayer of salvation, in the back of our book. And we, I think the one scripture that really resonated with both of us was that they overcame by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And we are those two women who have walked the walk and talked the talk, and certainly want people to understand that that Jesus can do the same for them.
Amen. And I wonder how you were you defining yourself to everyone as, hello, I'm a widow?
You know what? I have no recollection of what I was doing. But when you're a widow, you have what I call the widow's brain. It's no telling what you've done. But, you know, it was just, I remember driving over there going, and I was just beginning to get back out because mm-hmm. COVID had, it just lifted, I think, yeah. is when we were got actually introduced. And on the way over there, I thought, I just need to go back home. You know, that's, yeah. you know, that's probably the enemy speaking, because he didn't want this to happen. But I went in, and I was so embraced by all the people, and it was the most wonderful thing. And I think for widows and widowers, you know, getting back out there alone is not an easy thing. Mm-hmm. And sometimes the best thing you can do is something you've never done before, because now you're going to have to trailblaze your own path. And yeah. God's going to take you there, and he's going to heal your broken heart. And our pastor, one of the pastors, Larry Day, when we met with him about the project, and we're wanting he and Lyndall Cooley, our lead pastor, to do a foreword for us, which they did, I told Larry, I said, you can't fake joy.
Yeah.
Either you have Amen. Joy or you know what, and it doesn't matter that you're not going through things. We're all going to go through difficult things.
That's right.
But the joy of the Lord is our strength.
Yes. Amen.
And,
true.
You know, and that's what Vicki and I have let the Lord take us on this journey.
Yeah.
Now, the first picture you come to is a nautical one. It's a little sailboat. Jill, tell us the inspiration behind that.
Well, okay, so Ted and I, we had gone to Destin, Florida, and he'd had popliteal aneurysms and had gotten healed from those, and they were really making strides. And it was just like we thought that this was it. And that was the first time I ever painted peace. Not realizing that a tsunami was going to come on the come right behind that, when he would be diagnosed with colon cancer. And 4 months later, he would be taken from this world.
Wow.
But I did paint peace there, and I was so excited about that. It's one of my favorites. It does.
You know, you look at the picture, you actually feel peaceful.
Yes.
And then we go chapter one, saying goodbye to the life we shared. That must have been a hard chapter
well,
to write.
It really was. I mean, you know, because it's probably the letting go, you know, accepting, actually not letting go, but you're accepting mm-hmm. what has happened. And your head may know it, but telling your heart's a whole different ballgame, isn't it, Vicki?
That's right. That's absolutely
and,
right.
And so it was just one of those things about really being on Flathead. I had a picture of Ted, and I was talking to this picture, this big 16 by 20 picture, and as I'm looking at those blue eyes that I'd looked into so many times before, having to say, you know, I got to leave you here because I've still got a race to run. But I'm going to love you, and I'm going to carry you here for always. But God has a plan for my life, and I'm still here. Isn't that right, Vicki?
That's right. We were talking about that yesterday.
Yeah, well, yeah. You know the saying, the good die young.
Anyway,
I have to close this part of our show. Thank you so much for being with us, and I hope, listeners, that you come back tomorrow to hear part two. And with that, I say God bless.
You have been listening to Homeschool Companion, a production of MRG Media. Be sure to join us on Facebook. Just type in the name Homeschool Companion. For more on this or to contact us, go to mrgmediaministries.com. That's all one word, mrgmediaministries.com.